Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Solly Drake. Batting second. The shortstop, Joe Kopp. Batting third. The first baseman, Dave Filley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting 5th. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting 6th. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Sparky Anderson. Batting 8th. The catcher, Joe Lynette. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jim Owens. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jim Owens. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The right fielder, Herb Noren. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Art Ciccarelli. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Art Ciccarelli. And now, play ball. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp strikes out. Two outs. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Filley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ciccarelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Owens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Phillies. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Filley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Lynette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynette hits a line drive into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Owens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ciccarelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake is 0 for 1 in the game. Drake is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to third. One out. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciccarelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Taylor scores. It's Phillies, 1, Cubs, 1. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kopp hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post takes first base on ball 4. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Freese hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Freese reaches second base with a double. Post moves to third. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0 for 1 in the game. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards first. Philly fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Noren moves to third. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Philly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. Noren scores. Banks moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Owens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Lynette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynette is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Owens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owens is 0 for 1 in the game. Owens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark strikes out. Two outs. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciccarelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Ciccarelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake is 0 for 2 in the game. Drake bunts towards the mound. Ciccarelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kopp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Drake moves to third. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Post hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Phillies. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Freese hits a line drive towards third. Dark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Philly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. Two outs. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0 for 2 in the game. Noren hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Lynette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynette is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynette hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Owens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owens is 0 for 2 in the game. Owens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Philly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Long for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Drake hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kopp strikes out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Noren. Philly reaches second base with a double. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Post is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Phillies. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Art Ciccarelli. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Drake. Taylor reaches second base with a double. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. It's Phillies, 4, Cubs, 4. Irv Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0 for 3 in the game. Noren hits a fly ball into center field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Freese strikes out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morin strikes out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Taylor reaches second base with a double. There goes Long trying to get to home. Anderson throws the ball in to Kopp, who relays the ball to Lynette, who tags Long, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Hannebrink pinch hits for Joe Lynette. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink strikes out. One out. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Jim Owens. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Drake hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Meyer now pitching. Valmy Thomas now catching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Taylor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kopp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Kopp reaches second base with a double. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Post takes first base on ball 4. Philly moves to second. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Philly moves to third. Post moves to second. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Freeze takes first base on ball 4. Bill Henry now pitching. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 4 in the game. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 4 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a pop-up towards first. Philly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0 for 4 in the game. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bowman pinch hits for Jack Meyer. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman takes first base on ball 4. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Drake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Kopp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Bowman now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 3 for 4 in the game, with two doubles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Philly scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowman covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 4 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Dark reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill pinch hits for Bill Henry. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Dave Hillman now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Freeze hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 5 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson misplays the ball. That's an error on Anderson. Taylor moves to second. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0 for 5 in the game. Noren hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Altman moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Philadelphia Phillies, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.